And let's have a conversation with our next guest.
Bob McAllister. He's a sports commentator based in Sacramento.
Brand spanking new sports McAllister, Bob McAllister here
Rob
on America's
McAllister.
Radio. And he's actually, yeah, did I say Bob?
You said Bob.
Hey,
it's
Rob. Hey, Rob.
This poor
Bob.
Guy.
I know. How you doing, man? Welcome to America's Radio News.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, we'll go by Rob today.
Maybe that's all right. You know what? So, Rob, let me ask you this. I guess over the weekend, the consensus is in, or the New England Patriots are actually a good football team.
This just in. I don't know if we've seen this in the last decade or so, but, you know, Tom Brady again, you know, throwing for 400-plus yards. I mean, it was one of those things when we heard this lockout is going to be a lot of running for the first 3 or 4 weeks because teams weren't in tune with each other, wide receivers and quarterbacks weren't in sync. Well, that's all we're talking about is quarterbacks. You know, Tom Brady doing it for 2 weeks in a row, and then you have Cam Newton, the rookie in Carolina from Auburn. He's thrown for 400 yards 2 straight weeks. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And you have, you know, Matt Ryan last night with Atlanta throwing 4 touchdowns in the win over the Eagles as Vic is pushed out. And so we haven't talked about any running backs because the quarterbacks and stealing the show. Even Tony Romo getting some positive news, which is usually pretty rare for him.
Well, you took me right where I wanted to go because last week Tony Romo was the GOAT of the loss for the Dallas Cowboys in last week's contest. But this week, actually coming in with a cracked, playing with a cracked rib and bringing the Dallas Cowboys back up for a win, that was a pretty gutsy play turned in by Tony Romo.
You know what's interesting is, you know, people say, oh, you can play hurt. A cracked rib already hurts, right, for people who have been injured and you get up off your couch. And then how about having guys who are, you know, 280, 300-plus pounds, you know, 6'8", hitting you as hard as they possibly can, and you still coming up and winning a ball game, just, you know, driving your team like that. So, a very gutsy performance. Did very well on the road against the 49ers, and there was a lot of Dallas Cowboys fans in San Francisco, so there was a lot of cheering going on. I know that stung a lot of Niner fans, too.
You know, I have to talk about Michael Vick. I'm one of those people that's just an animal lover, and I have a hard time forgiving him. But besides that, he is a football player. So he returned to Atlanta as an Eagle. Falcons beating the Eagles though, 35-31. What did you think of the game?
You know, it's interesting. It's one of those things that, going back to Michael Vick, is that it's people don't know whether or not to still root for him or not, right? I mean, they got the big contract, $100 million, with 40 of it guaranteed. It's kind of like, oh, do I clap? Do I not be happy for him? Has he made a life change? It's really interesting to see how people do that. I think he was received, you know, decently well in, you know, Atlanta going back to the situation. And there's probably a little bit of, had he not done that, he'd still be with us kind of thing. But I think he did well. I mean, the one thing, they were trying to keep him in the pocket to get a little too sportsy on him, but he stayed in the pocket and he ended up getting hurt. I mean, here's a guy who will run for 100 yards as a quarterback and throw for another 200 or 300.
So. Got hurt by his own guy.
And so it was just kind of a weird game for the Eagles. I mean, they had so many opportunities. You had, you know, Falcons making some key mistakes and they just didn't really capitalize on them. It was a very odd Sunday night game, and it seemed like everybody wanted to cheer for somebody, but they didn't want to cheer for the Eagles because there's Michael Vick. Yeah. It was just kind of a weird feeling.
What about the biggest disappointment in my mind of the weekend was, you know, we were expecting big things from the Baltimore Ravens after what they did to the Steelers last week, and to come out and play as, well, by all estimations, as flat as they did against the Titans. Were you expecting that?
I know, and it's just weird. It seems like there's something missing from the defense. It just seems like it's not what it used to be or something. I don't know. And Joe Flacco obviously did not play well.
Yeah.
So very interesting. And you know what the other thing was interesting? Just being knocked out this weekend. Did you guys see about this Floyd Mayweather Jr. fight? I mean, I think boxing's somewhat a little bit relevant again just because of that weird, bizarre knockout punch. It came at the very end in the fourth round. And it was after Victor Ortiz was kind of saying sorry for headbutting him. And then Floyd Mayweather comes and he kind of goes in and just is, you know, lazily walking back. And Mayweather clocks him with his left and then comes swing with a hard right. Fight over.
You know what? I didn't catch that. It was on my radar
screen. I heard
about
that. It was really controversial.
You heard about this?
I know. You're shocked, right, Mike?
I am shocked. I am very shocked. But that sounds like, now I'm sorry.
Well,
I missed
you know,
it.
They were actually talking about, they actually were reminiscent of the time Mike Tyson, you know, bit someone's ear.
Yeah, when he, yeah.
Didn't he bite somebody's ear?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did. Lori London, thank you very much for
sports
that.
Sports connoisseur.
Rob McAllister, thank you very much for your first appearance here on America's Radio News. Sports commentator based out there in the Sacramento area. We'll have you back on again, sir. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
You betcha.